Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. It's two, and it's cleanse, and it's a podcast. I'm Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh. And this is our podcast.
And this is our podcast. Listen, what a week it's been. Nothing's happened this week.
Nothing's happened. It snowed again. I guess that's the highlight.
It feels like a winter's morning, which it technically is.
It technically is because it's winter and it's the morning. But we have... I don't know why England pretends it can snow.
It pretends it can snow.
It did it once successfully this year and now it's like, oh...
We have this thing and it's in the south of England because the north and Scotland are very well prepared for snow because they're used to it because they're higher up. Yeah. But we have this thing in the south, especially when we lived in London. It was snow and everyone would be like, what do we do?
What do we do once a year? This happens every year. Like the trains would stop.
Yeah, the trains would stop. All the roads would be closed. Yeah. It would be slippery.
People would phone in, sick to work. I can't come in because of the snow.
My tyre is covered in white substance.
Yeah.
And then you get to see on the news, like the North just getting on with their lives as normal. She's like, no.
Sorry, my dog's bored of our shit. She wants to leave.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not gonna do this.
She's
actually
gone.
All right, Brie. Okay, see you later.
Okay, we love you.
I'll leave it ajar.
Yeah.
So that's been about that then.
Yeah.
Let's apologise for last week and our technical issue.
Oh, technical issues.
Listen, you know us and our technical issues. Sometimes we forget to record.
Sometimes our voices are too quiet for some reason.
Sometimes the microphone's set to the wrong setting and it picks up everything but our voices.
Listen, my microphone, right... I have this thing at the back of the microphone that kind of you can choose what it picks up. So I have it now front facing, but I had it set on everywhere.
Right.
So the whole podcast sounded like a tin.
It was my throat swallowing my drink.
Yeah. But yes, we're ever so sorry. But you still got a Welsh Twins video. If you're not subscribed to our joint channel, please go subscribe.
Please go subscribe. We do videos that are...
Educational.
Informative. We're just pissing about, basically. But it's a
do you remember when we first started and was like, it'll be really cool to do like a really educational channel where we merge skincare, makeup, and all the kind of questions we get that we can't answer.
Yeah, and then we can do it all on this channel. And last week I stuck planets to my head and foil.
And I think we've worn a wig in every single video
far. And James brought corn.
Yes.
So that's a good watch. It's just the Welsh Twins. Just type it in and see what comes up.
Type it in and see what happens.
I think someone does woodwork with the same name. I don't know.
Oh, I love watching stuff like... I love watching crafts at the moment.
You know what? I watched someone build a cabin in the back of their house. And it was really nice to watch.
Yeah, I might buy some lollipop sticks and make something one day.
Oh. It's a waste of time. Just buy Lego. Okay. All the instructions.
No, yeah, yeah. No, you're
no,
right.
No, don't do that.
No, I'll buy Kinex.
Listen, I have a serious question for you. And if in your beloveds, but...
Yeah, I think there is something I've been loving.
Oh my God, James asked me before we started recording this, do you have something you've been loving? And I was like, yeah. Like, do you have something ready? Because usually I don't. And now he's looking around the room.
The difference is we're in my studio where all my skincare is, so I can do this. You look out my window and stare for 10 minutes trying to remember what you've used this week. Do you know what? I'm actually really surprised that I really like...
Cling film.
I love cling film. That's plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Saran wrap. I love... So, right, there's nothing wrong with 4-3 beauty, but I do feel the demographic is younger because they do like strawberry and watermelon serums that don't really do anything other than hydrate your skin, right?
Yeah.
But they've got this oat one that's actually really lovely. So oat's really good.
Does it smell like bread on the skin?
Oh. Yeah, it sounds like porridge. Microwaved porridge, yeah. No, oatmeal's really soothing and calming on the skin. Mm. If you've got any irritation, redness, rosacea, it can really help calm that right down.
Yeah.
And this little serum is just a nice hydrating, soothing serum. And
is it one of their milky ones?
Yes.
I do like them.
Yeah,
but I get the like the watermelon.
Yeah. But I got them all up there purely because they look nice.
I do like
and
them.
They did a white tea one, a limited edition white tea. Yeah. That was really, really nice. Yeah.
10% off of
What?
10% off of code Robert10.
No, it's actually...
It is real.
Oh, that's why didn't you tell me that when I just bought... And do you know what else I actually bought from them?
Lipstick.
No.
Bread.
Overnight oats. Is the body milks as well.
Oh, I love them.
They're really good.
I love
them. If you look in my bathroom, I've ordered up. The big ones, they accidentally sent the small ones. So they then sent me over the big ones as well. Sorry. They were like, keep your small ones, here's the big ones. Great customer service.
No, they are. I have a peach one. It's very sweet, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's not too much. The smell kind of goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
Listen, on a more serious note, is there anything you've been loving?
Yes, let me tell you, when I find a good highlighter that I like, I really like it a lot.
That's good.
especially with highlighters you get now, a lot of them are glittery or powdery. Well, if it's a powder, it's going to be powder. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. A lot of powder highlighters are glittery. Mm. Same with liquid highlighters. They have a lot of glitter to them. There's a brand called Ferocious Beauty, which is an independent brand. And they have the most... Oh, we used it in our video, actually, the other week. It was in our 5-Minute Crafts video.
Oh.
We didn't use it in a serious way. Mm. But they do... the liquid highlighters are so nice. There's a shade called it's like Ferocious, but it's Ferocious Ice. And it's like, it took me ages to pronounce. But it's so nice. It just looks like you've put on like a really nice facial oil.
Yeah, and your face is not glowing. Like, it's like iridescent-y, but it's not like...
It's not texture.
Glittery, finished.
It looks like real skin.
Yeah, it's not like micery. It might have micery in it, but it doesn't look like glitter, basically.
No,
glittery
it looks
powder.
Like real skin. Absolutely beautiful.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Speaking of delicious. Before we get into today's episode, we have to do a trigger warning. We're going to be talking about diets, fad diets, unhealthy diets, ways that we lost extreme amounts of weights in unhealthy ways. So this is your trigger warning. If talks of diets, weight, and eating habits triggers you, this is probably an episode to skip.
And also we'll be using words like fat, plus size, skinny within context. So if any of these words, again, trigger you, then we advise you to skip this episode. Well, let me tell you, right, something. I am on a diet last week.
Which I'm starting on Wednesday.
I use present and past tense in one sentence. I am on a diet
I'm
last
on a
week.
Diet 2 weeks ago.
And it's good. It's a good diet. It's called... None of this is sponsored, by the way. We don't have sponsors in our podcast as of yet. But I'm on a diet called... It's called Muscle Food. Mm. And it's not trying to gain muscle.
But you can if you want, right?
Oh, yeah. There's two options, two avenues. So you go on their website and you basically choose your... if you want to lose weight or if you're trying to gain muscle. And I don't know how the body works, but I'm assuming with gaining muscle, it's more... calories?
I don't know.
Carbohydrates. Whereas with a losing weight one, you put in, information, and you basically choose, you can choose a 5-day a week or 7-day a week. So I've chosen the 7-day a week plan. And it gives you a morning breakfast. It gives you breakfast, a morning snack, lunch, like a lunchtime snack.
Yeah, three meals and two snacks.
Yeah, and then, oh yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Throughout the day. But it's good. I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. I'm not craving food. Mm-hmm. It's like high fiber, high protein,
low carb.
So, oh my God, my body was getting used to that for a few days. Mm. So we thought, let's talk about today... Let's kind of put aside the makeup and skincare for a bit, because, I mean, there's only so much you can talk about, and talk about diets we have been on now.
We tried to eat healthy, and we've done pretty much every single fad diet. That squirrel's right on top of that tree, look.
Where?
The only tree that's out there.
Oh, look. Aww. Only tree that's out there.
Well, you know, the one that's more obvious.
There's like 20 trees.
I know, but that one's like the main tree.
Oh, I hope he likes it.
Yeah, he's having a really good time. We've been on every single fad diet I think you could do.
Even when we were skinny teenagers.
Yeah. And this podcast episode isn't to recommend diets
not
or say that
all.
They were a good idea, because they were
absolutely awful.
Well,
let's just say them from the
awful.
Get-go, every single diet I've been on, I may have lost weight almost instantly. Oh, and we'll talk about one which was too instant, when I lost a stone in a week.
What the fuck was that one?
Cabbage soup.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe we should get a stone to pounds converter.
Yeah. So just to carry on from that, every single one of these diets we've been on has been probably dangerous.
Yeah.
We lost weight but then gained it back. Tenfold, I would say.
Yeah, 10 or 20 fold.
Because it's not a normal way to diet.
Yeah, one stone is 14 pounds.
And I think bearing in mind that we were skinny. We were never
fat.
We were
so skinny.
We were so skinny. But I think with the industries that we worked in, you're kind of expected to be on a diet. Like when you took your lunch break, and we'd be like, God, what are you eating? They'd be like, oh,
just a boiled egg again.
Boiled egg and salt. You know, it was almost as if you expected everyone to be dieting and you wanted to know what diet they were doing. Yeah. And, you know, you would diet together. And, you know, because we were, especially what I was doing, we were dressing people, but dressing ourselves. Yeah. We were going to fashion shows and we were getting given sample size clothes for free.
For exactly. The brand. I remember talking about doing like diets as a group. One place I worked, we would always buy, this is really gross, we called them diarrhea juices, they were the naked green juice. Mm-hmm. And we would get one in the morning and we would drink it as fast as we could, and it would almost act as like a laxative
throughout
the day. And that was our days. We're like, oh, it's happened.
Oh my
God. So proud. And it's just all these things that go through your mind. And sometimes it is a lot deeper. We're very lucky that we never slipped into an eating disorder, for example. But I think I'll say older teenagers, young adults, it's always, how can I improve myself? How can I do better with my body?
Yeah.
But I don't want to do exercise.
Yeah.
You know?
It was like laziness on our behalf. Like, we didn't actually care about the health of our bodies.
Not at all.
We just cared about the image we looked like on the outside and what we could fit into.
Exactly.
And I think now the reason we're dieting now, and I'm getting the same muscle foods arriving on Wednesday, is not because I want to lose weight. It's because I'm like, right, I'm at the age now where if I don't change what I'm eating,
this is
going to be my life now.
And it's to a point, I mean, you get to a certain age where you're like, shit, I need to have a blood test, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you're deficient in this, and this. Yeah,
exactly. You've got this, you know, fatty, whatever.
I remember the exact year that I couldn't eat whatever I wanted anymore and not put on weight. I was 26.
Mm.
And I remember my best friend at the time, he went to the gym all the time, and he was like, he stayed at my house for a bit because I think he got kicked out of his, I can't remember what happened, it was moving house. And he was doing something called bulking, which is what like people that go to the gym and have muscles
you eat
do.
Loads of food,
you eat loads of food.
Exercise it.
Yeah. And he was like, so, you know, I have one cheeseburger a day. I was like, right, that sounds great. I'll have a cheeseburger and I'll bulk. No. And then I remember thinking like, I put on weight and I was like, well, that's obviously not working. Let me do my usual 1 week diet and lose weight.
Right.
And that weight never came off.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I used to be able to drop this in a week.
Oh my God, yeah.
I used to be able to eat whatever the fuck I wanted and then not eat for a day and be fine.
Yeah.
Which, again, is not healthy. Everything we're talking about in this is not healthy. And we'll say it now. The only time I've successfully lost weight healthy and my body became healthy and I felt better within myself
and
awake in the morning is when I ate well and did exercise.
That's exactly
fucking
it.
Boring as it is
so boring.
It's literally the only way.
So boring. So before the first, I same as you, I remember not being able to drop weight. Mm-hmm. And that's when we lived in London and I was working for Mac.
Mm.
And I was just about to move to Florida for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I need to lose some weight because there's no way I can walk around Florida with my thighs chafing.
Yeah.
I wasn't fat at all. But
we were a little bit weightier then.
Yeah. And it was the only time I lost weight. I exercised every single day because I started to enjoy it, because I liked it. I ate three meals a day and had little bits in between and ate really good food.
Mm.
And that's the only time I felt, like you said, felt good and felt like what I was doing was a positive impact on my body. So let's talk. So that we're saying right now, that is the only way, as far as we know, that we have healthily lost weight.
Also, we're using the term fat because we personally don't mind being a bit fat.
Yeah.
like my plus size friends always like, You can call me, like, I consider myself fat. Like, plus size is a bit like, in our plus size is to say that there's an average size.
Right.
And that, you know, that's how we feel anyway. So if you find it offensive, we do apologize.
Yeah, but say plus size anyway is a whole other thing that's, like, questionable.
Yeah.
Plus size, depending on who, the fashion industry, because if that's so, my thigh is plus size.
Because that's just suggested as a standard.
Size. Exactly.
And that, you know.
Exactly.
And if you're skinny, you're skinny. If you're bigger, you're bigger.
And that's just life.
It's just life.
Unless you're asking, it changes every week.
Yes.
So let's talk about Let's start with maybe the worst diets we've been on in terms of... Well, all of them were terrible. So we have a list.
Let's talk about like the first two, I think, that we really, really did seriously. Yeah. And the first one was probably the cabbage soup diet. Mm. This was possibly the worst...
Horrific.
...fucking thing.
Yeah.
I think... So cabbage soup, you make a cabbage soup and you just have that for every meal. And by the first day, you are sick to death of cabbage soup. It's got no flavour.
Yeah. And you're gradually allowed other things. So one... Mm. But it's only...
A potato,
a certain day, you're allowed a potato and vegetables. Yeah. The next day, you can only eat the soup. You're allowed the soup whenever. Mm. You're only allowed the soup and fruit and water and milk.
Yeah.
and oh my God, what a day when you could have milk, you know?
Oh, do you remember? I remember the first day you could have a potato.
It's like, oh my God, it's my potato day. I might pour some soup on it and make it a whole meal. This was the most horrific diet because it's actually made, from what I understand, for people who are going to have heart surgery and need to lose weight rapidly and super fast. Mm-hmm. I lost 14 pounds, a stone, in a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not normal.
I remember losing that in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
And then it slowed down afterwards, but that just gets in your mind. You're like, oh shit, what am I doing wrong? So you just stick to it. So I knew so many people that did it successfully, and there's probably people out there who are like, oh yeah, I did it. I put the weight straight back on.
Mm.
But it was one of the most... I remember crying one morning at breakfast because it was cabbage soup.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I still want to do it.
Yeah.
But I need to do this.
But this is the thing. Like, we weren't fat.
No, not
at
all.
We weren't overweight
not
in any way. We were really skinny.
Yeah.
We ate fine, like absolutely fine. Yeah. And I feel like it was just because the idea of dieting kind of back then was an idea that we thought everyone needed to do. I don't know. Why did we diet?
I actually have no idea. But it's always... I've been seeing these things a lot on like Twitter and stuff. And it's always like... You look back at a time when you thought, oh my God, when you thought you were fat. Mm. And then now you're like, oh my God, I wish I was that skinny.
That size again, yeah.
And you're like, oh shit.
But then that's the thing now, saying that, is I don't care, like, the weight I am now, because I'm over 30.
Oh, I just want to be healthy.
I much rather enjoy food. Yeah. I just want to be healthy now, because like you said, we're at the point where, you know, we're fucking getting kidney stones.
Exactly.
And you need to have blood tests. I've got some issue going on in my gut that I don't know what's going
my
on.
My hip
so,
hurts.
Yeah.
I and can't sit on the floor anymore.
Without everything cracking for some reason. But I always think how much we did yo-yo diet and how much that's had an impact on our insides. I always wonder, because we got bad IBS.
I don't... Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if that comes from it.
I wonder if that's just hereditary, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't know whether maybe it messes up your metabolism, because to lose a stone in a week... I did that diet twice, with diets in between as well. So I wonder if it does... Are there any doctors out there?
Are there any food doctors any food out there? Doctors?
But here's the thing as well. The word fat when you're younger is kind of like, oh my God, you know. Whereas now, if someone's like, you're fat, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I know.
I know. But like, I would like to be healthy and also that, you know, if that makes
I think
sense.
That's what it is. Because like, you see all these in quotations plus size models, you know, and when, like, my friend Felicity, who I actually haven't spoken to for a while, but I worked with her in ASOS.
Yeah, so she's a successful plus-size model, yeah.
And that was her category in ASOS, right? Mm-hmm. She was, like, plus-size, you know, she'd narrow down and edit the plus-size of ASOS. The best, very healthy.
Yeah.
I believe she worked out quite often, like, but she wasn't doing it to lose weight. She was doing it because, like, I'm actually healthy. But that's it. It's more about the health. When we look back at these diets, especially this cabbage soup, I'm like, to get graphic here, I don't remember going to the toilet.
No, I don't.
For about a week.
A really long time.
A really long time.
Mm. And you think you would on cabbage.
Yeah.
And here's as well, the thing as well, we're saying we back then we were skinny, but then the word fat means different things to different people. At you know, that point, we maybe would have been... I keep quoting fat, but you can't see fat for our who we were.
Yeah.
Because I remember going from size small, extra small. I could fit in a size extra small to small to medium to large.
Yeah.
And that to me was like, oh, if I was extra small, imagine wearing a large.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, that to me would have been in quotes fat.
Fat.
Which really is not.
Whereas now I look at a large, I'm like, oh, that'd be nice to fit back into a large again.
That'd be slimming. Yeah. Whereas really I need an extra
large. But bear
in
mind the age we were as well, so we were probably just growing in height.
We were growing
as well.
But also it was kind of again that time where it's like image, like we said, image is everything. And the industries we were in as well were very much, well, they were image focused. That was the main thing. You literally were paid to be, you were around people who were paid to be pretty. All your friends were, well, for me, did amazing makeup and were beautiful people. And then same with you, they were stylists, models, fucking, I don't know why I said fucking. Literally, you worked with models. So that was an expectation.
I remember the fear of not being able to fit into, because every brand I worked for, ASOS and Top Men, you'd get free clothes, right? And those clothes would often come from the photo shoots of the models. So obviously the models all wear sample size, which is a generic size that all models are back then
had to fit
in, and you had to be. So the absolute shame and embarrassment of not being able to fit into a sample size, but like, oh no, I can't have it because it doesn't fit me, was like, oh shit, now you have to tell everyone you're going to diet because that's what's expected of you. And I look back at it now, I'm like, who fucking cares?
But that's, I was watching one of our old, I swear someone tagged us in a really old video or something, and I was looking at you and you were skinny, skinny, like really skinny, like not unrecognizable, but like almost where it was a bit like, oh, that's not you.
So this is someone commented on a video ages
that's the time you were working at ASOS.
So someone commented on a video ages ago that like, oh, you were much skinnier here. And I was like, yeah, but you also had a really bad addiction to caffeine tablets.
Yeah.
To like, should we talk about that now? So there are two, I remember when we first got them, again, I worked in Top Man personal shopping and someone discovered this brand called Thermable.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh, do you remember
those? Oh, that's the name.
So they're meant to be pre-workout tablets, right? So you're meant to take them before you go into the gym, before you do this exercise. So it gives you this boost of energy that makes you just go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Then like after you've used up all your energy after your workout, you're done kind of thing. And kind of makes sense. Some people just have an espresso or whatever. But we discovered these and we would have like three a day. Now remember, we wouldn't take them after 4 p.m. because we wouldn't be able to sleep if we took them after 4 p.m. So we take them in the morning.
In them, and caffeine didn't really affect me.
No. Like that, I would drink, I lived off Red Bull back then. Yeah. That was like my only food source.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'd all buy Thermable, we'd all take them together.
Yeah.
And it was like we were on drugs.
Oh, it was
the way we were talking to each other, sweating, we were like buzzing off our tits. Like we were like, I'd watch people talk to our clients and we'd just be going and going and going. Like, it looked like we were all on drugs.
I mixed Thermable with Slim Fast.
Oh, Jesus
So
Christ.
I would, so just to throw another diet in there, I would only drink Slim Fast. So it was the shakes morning, afternoon, evening, that's it. And that's, I don't think that's what they recommend at all But it was that and water and Thermable. And there was one time, this is how I stopped taking Thermable, right? I was sitting down and my heart was just beating. I was like, I'm sitting in a chair.
For no reason.
And my heart is pounding. And I'm, like you said, I'm sweating. Yeah. I got that sweat down my back. This can't be good for me at all.
Yeah.
And to a point where I could feel my heart almost in my throat.
Yeah, Thermable. And then I discovered Grenade, which was another form.
It came in the Grenade
tub.
I took this one later.
Oh my God. But I would lose weight on that. But so the problem, I would lose weight, but I could have died.
Literally,
Because like the thing is, I wasn't healthy enough to be taking this. Mm. Like you're meant to be taking these pre-workouts when you are healthy enough for your heart rate to be used to going to that level. Do you know what I mean? Because you are working out all the time. Not, you know, dressing people all day, then going out for dinner after.
And then be like, like backstage. Yeah. But, you know, behind the scenes, dying.
And, like, it was, I remember, like, laying awake sometimes at, like, 1 a.m. thinking, when is this going to wear off? Like, it's not going to wear off. It's not going. Mm. So I wouldn't sleep half the time. But at the time, the weight loss was way more important to me than being healthy.
Absolutely.
And not dying.
That's the thing. You can do things that you don't even consider the health things unless you're like, but you know what? I'm going to be slimmer and I don't care about the health aspect of it. The Grenade ones, I was taking them while eating normally, doing Slim Fast. And then I would do like kickboxing, like from, what's that thing that's an MLM? And I didn't realize it's an MLM until now.
Oh,
Beachbody.
Beachbody.
Yeah. So I would do, and I lost loads of weight, lost 2 stone. Within 6 months, maybe. But then went to America, ate all the food that I wanted, mm-hmm. not sensibly in any way,
yeah.
because the food out there is amazing, and there's so much more to eat. And I would go to restaurants every night, and it was like that kind of lifestyle. Came back heavier than I was before. I even went on the diet that I was on before. So it's not a sustainable, and that's my issue, because I didn't carry on doing exercise. But that's the thing, had I carried on doing exercise,
you would have been fine.
I probably would have been absolutely
without
fine.
The tablets.
Didn't even have to diet or whatever.
It's just insane. Like, looking back, it makes my heart go thinking that that's something I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's also why I don't weigh myself anymore, because I used to be so obsessed with staying below a certain... I would never say I had an eating disorder, because I didn't. I would eat like crap, and I would eat, you know.
Yeah.
But I would be very much obsessed with... It would be the... Because we knew we used to lose weight super quick.
Yeah, that was...
So we would eat like shit for a week, wouldn't we? Then we'd be like, oh, it's okay, next week.
I just won't eat.
Yeah, I'll have an apple.
Exactly.
Every day.
Every day.
And it would work.
Yeah.
It would work, because we were starving ourselves. Yeah, up to a certain age. Speaking of that, let's talk about the apple diet. You don't remember this.
I don't remember this diet.
So we did this when we were in school with a load of our friends who were all super skinny. But there was one girl who... lost a lot of weight, and we went up to her and was like, what are you like, how are you losing all this weight? She was like, oh, I just eat an apple for breakfast and lunch, and then have whatever for dinner, then if I'm hungry I'll eat another apple. So we did that for no reason. We were very skinny. We were skinny at the point where we hadn't grown into our noses yet. There was no reason for us to be doing it. But again, there was no... She was a dancer, she was like doing exercise alongside it, and I it didn't sound healthy either way, but that's something she was doing. Oh, after we did the cabbage soup diet, one thing that we did was because of Beyonce and Dreamgirls.
The lemonade diet.
And I remember thinking, it's weird because I don't remember thinking like, oh my God, Beyonce looks amazing, slimmer.
Right.
Let's do the diet.
It just had obviously worked to make her slimmer.
Yeah, exactly. And it was attached to her a celebrity name.
Exactly.
Which nowadays wouldn't bother me at all. But back then we're like, oh my God, lemonade diet.
I can't...
What was it?
So it was water,
lemon juice.
And it was
cayenne pepper.
And it was a certain... You had to get a certain grade maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like grade A maple syrup.
Yeah.
And I was stressing so much about not getting the correct maple syrup. But we did. Oh my God, that diet was spicy.
It was very spicy.
But I don't think it did anything. Nothing happened to me.
No.
Maybe my mouth burned a little bit, but it was a mixture of lemon juice burning your mouth,
yeah.
and you have a pepper come through, and because the lemon juice is like stripped to the insides, oh, it was awful.
Thinking that it might make a nice spicy salad dressing.
Do you remember part of it was to drink salt water?
What?
Don't you remember?
Is that possible?
Yeah, so it was, you had to put a certain amount of salt into a cup and drink it. Do you not remember?
No, because to me, that's how I used to throw up at university. When I was like drunk and I needed to throw up, I would drink salt water.
Oh my God,
water.
That's disgusting.
Well, because I'd get back home and I would have like had like 25 WKDs, which, you know, isn't that much, but I would mix it with what I say isn't that much. If you're an American listener, our binge drinking culture here in the UK is very different compared to America. But I'd mix it and I'd feel so sick I couldn't sleep. So I'd be like, right, I need to throw up. So I'd go drink some salt water and throw
up. That's absolutely disgusting.
It's horrible. And now I wouldn't dare do that because of my teeth.
Yeah, can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking imagine. That's one diet that never happened, did anything, didn't do anything.
No.
At all.
But this is the thing, is it was a considered celebrity diet. So like all the magazines at the time talking about it,
it was expensive as well, because you had to buy a new pack of lemons every other day.
Yes.
It's like, and it has to be lemons.
But this is
the
thing, is it was Beyonce. She would have been training alongside
She probably would have had a chef. A chef squeezing those lemons and putting that maple syrup.
Finding that maple
syrup.
It was just terrible, like absolutely terrible. And I look back at all these diets and there's no reason for us to be doing
it. No reason for that one.
Other than like, you know, this is the thing, is it like looking back, the sensible thing to do to maintain the weight that we were at, because that's all we wanted when we were doing these stupid diets, was to join a fucking gym or do at-home exercises. Because back then there weren't so many free ones on YouTube, but now...
Oh my God, of course. Yeah.
And like, you know, just eat healthy.
Yeah.
And we would have been not so stressed. I feel like every single one of these diets were stressful.
How many gyms did you join?
So many.
So many.
I remember joining Ballantine's, which me and Scott went to and successfully kept awake for a really long time. Ballantine's in Cheltenham at university as well, which again, the whole 2 years that I joined the gym I used, and not even like, I think it was like 2 times a week. It was like £12 a month student membership. So, oh, you know, yeah. And I'd eat healthy, and it was probably the healthiest I've ever been.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly at university. Oh my God. Yeah. That's when I met Richard, and we had a deal that he would cook and I would clean everything up, and then we would go to the gym together. Right. So it was a good thing to like. And then I joined Fitness First when I moved to, in the house we were in together with everyone. And then I had Fitness First for the whole time. And I believe I cancelled it a year after moving out of London.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just like, you go, don't you? Join a gym thinking, right, this is it. Mm. 3 times a week is going to be easy to do. And you just never fucking do it.
I joined one once. Apart from the one, mum made us go, didn't make us go to a gym.
Our mum basically told us we were putting on weight when we were younger.
And we went to like a kids club.
Yeah.
Not a kids club. It was a good thing.
It was like
to keep kids healthy, which was like a great thing to do. I joined a gym in Vauxhall called The Gym. And it's one of those ones where you just go in and type in your number.
Oh, I don't like those. I'm scared of those.
Awful. I went in there. I sat on one of those bike machines.
Yeah.
But not like the bike. It's like a chair and you just spin your legs.
Oh, you spin your leg.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. And it took me like 20 minutes to get there, which is a long journey in London.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And there was a treadmill next to me, or like a row of treadmills and like running machines. And this girl came in and was like 2 down from me. And she was in a velour tracksuit, had long, really long black hair, a full face of makeup. She got on a treadmill for about 2 seconds and started toweling herself down.
Oh my God.
And then all these guys were looking at her. I was like, you know what? Everyone's looking in this direction. They're not directly looking at me, but I'm in eyesight.
It makes me uncomfortable.
So I got up and left and I never went back ever again. Yeah.
The best things I ever did was join a gym where it's a class work. It's metabolic in London, and it's metabolic workouts are called. It's like, you know, 2 minutes doing this, then you do this, then you do that.
Yeah.
That was really like group workouts, and then had a personal trainer when I moved here, but then moved again so I can go to that gym. Just having to be somewhere where someone expects you, I think it makes you go.
Yeah.
So a few of the more popular diets I think we've tried. I tried Atkins.
Yeah, Atkins was nice because they were like, have bacon.
Have bacon and eggs.
Drink bacon fat.
Have a cheese string if you want. In butter. And you're like, I will.
I think I will.
But then I didn't get it because like, I was like, am I killing myself? Because then people were like, why you shouldn't do Atkins?
There's so many diets like that though, where they become like the craze. Mm. And then other people are like, oh, actually, this actually surrounds your heart with cheese.
Yeah, yeah. It covers your cheese string.
Cheese string.
I don't know.
Your heart's tangled up with cheese string.
Cheese string.
Yeah, so that one was, and it was very confusing. So Atkins for me, the keto diet, another one.
What is keto? Keto is the one where you have to measure shit and count your calories.
They're like,
and
don't
stuff.
Forget to count your ketos.
Yeah.
Like, keto notes.
How many ketos do you have? Yeah. Per pound like,
I don't
of your
know.
Head.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know.
And like, and with a keto, I swear, like, I wanted to do it because this guy was eating like a cheeseburger. I was like, listen, you can eat keto. McDonald's, you can eat Burger King and KFC all in one day.
As long as
but your
ketos
need to be ketoed. That's not it. But it was as confusing as that to me. So how are people losing weight? But also ketoing.
And then a lady down the road who we see, because our dogs meet up every so often.
Yeah.
She's on a keto diet, and on her Instagram, it looks really healthy. So it's not what I've heard keto to be. But then this is the thing, is I feel like these diets where you have to measure out, whether it's measure out the right portions of protein or whether it's measure out the right maple syrup.
Yeah.
That's what I think people, well, speaking from personal experience, I'm like, you know what, diets are too complicated. I'm not going to bother. And as I'm going to repeat it, eating healthy and in moderation and just being physical, being physically moving
yeah.
in some sort of way yeah. is the best way to lose weight mm-hmm. and keep it off. Mm-hmm. Or not even just to lose weight, but to feel healthier and be healthier.
Yeah.
As boring as it is. It's like when people ask, like, oh, what do you do to your skin to make it good? Be consistent with your routine. Do you know what I mean? It's just yeah. like, it's boring.
Yeah.
But it's the only way it really works. Lemonade, cabbage soup, Lighter Life, Slimming World, Weight Watchers. All kind of the same yeah. point-based things.
No, I've never Lighter done... Life is a bit different.
What's Lighter Life?
Lighter Life, correct me if I'm wrong, Lighter Life is like Exanti and oh. Cambridge Diet, where it's bars and soups.
Oh, okay.
And they give you pouches of, yeah, of stuff.
Yeah, Exanti, we're looking at the box there. I have literally a full box of powders and...
They go off quite quickly.
I've had two.
Yeah.
I bought a whole, like, I was like, I spent yeah. all this money.
Here's the thing as well. I really struggle. Whenever I'm on a diet, there's two things I crave when I'm on a diet. No, three things. I mean, like you.
Bread.
Cheese. Yeah. And Marmite. I want Marmite. Yeah, whenever I'm on a diet, I want Marmite so bad.
But Marmite's not bad for you.
No, but what am I going to put it on? A lettuce?
Yeah.
A1 lettuce?
My
keto KFC meal, you know, like it's really difficult. And when I get like hungry urges, I'm like, you know what? I've only been on a diet a day.
Yeah.
I'll start tomorrow. I'll start next week.
Yeah.
No one's watching me.
Have you ever done intermittent fasting?
No, but apparently, here's the thing. So let me get this straight, right? Mm. If I stop eating at 6:30 at night and then resume from 6 o'clock in the morning, that's 12 hours, no?
Kind of.
Is that intermittent
fasting? Yeah, you don't eat for a while, but a lot of people do it. So like you start at 12 in the day and then you... stop eating at a certain time. So yeah, you go like 11 or 12 hours. But I watched a nutritionist basically say it's a load of bullshit. She's like, is time starving yourself? She's like, your body doesn't know what time of the day it is. So there's no excuse to be like, oh, you know, I don't eat after this time in the evening because my body does this. Your body doesn't know.
Yeah.
And basically just saying there's no reason why you wouldn't have to eat a healthy meal at 10 and then...
I just thought 12 o'clock was... 12 o'clock? Why did it say 12 o'clock?
I don't know. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I just thought a certain amount of time meant your body had time to do something?
No, apparently not. This is a thing. So all you're doing is saying, like, I have this many hours in the day to eat. Do I cram everything into that? Or do I skip meals, which is what people do? So you're basically just giving yourself less time to eat and less meals to eat. That's all it is.
Oh, that's annoying.
So you're going to lose weight.
Because I was like, finally, something I can do in my sleep.
Yeah.
Like, just not eat.
So that's the thing, we all do it anyway, right? Yeah. Like, hopefully we're all getting like a good amount of hours sleep anyway. I don't eat breakfast most of the time.
That's,
so like,
here's one thing that annoys you, right? Is when people are like, breakfast is the most important part of the day.
No, that's also a myth.
Apparently
that was started by
Kellogg's. Yeah. And here's the thing, if I eat breakfast, I'm starving an hour later.
If I eat breakfast, I binge eat all day.
Yeah, same.
To the point where, like, oh, I'm hungry now. What can I eat?
One time I ate Shreddies in the morning and I ate the whole day forever. I was like, I can't stop eating.
Yeah.
And ever since, I just have, like,
eggs.
In the morning. I won't have, like,
Omelette.
Yeah. No, because that's an egg. Like, bread. Yeah. No, I have toast. You know what I mean? Yeah, I won't have, like, a full-on breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I going to say when you said something?
I said Kellogg's.
Is there anything that you've read online that's like, this can help you lose weight that you've done? That may seem a little bit stupid.
Yeah, so I bought something to lose weight in my double chin. And it's one of those things that you put in your mouth and you chew on.
No, that's really bad for your teeth.
It's really awful. Yeah. And I got it and it just made me feel sick.
Yeah.
It made me feel sick because I just had this thing in my throat. And I was like, it was horrible.
Disgusting. Yeah. I was eating a spoonful of peanut butter before bed every night.
Wait, what?
So I read somewhere.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, no, it was great. Yeah. I loved it. I read somewhere that if you eat a spoonful of peanut butter before bed, Men's Health, this was in.
Oh, they could go fuck themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you why in a minute.
And I'll tell you why. They were like, if you eat a spoonful of peanut butter before bed while you're sleeping... Your metabolism. It'll get your metabolism going and you'll it'll burn fat while you sleep.
That makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Well, James, I'm not a men's health, but it makes sense to me.
So I did it.
I've never been a men's health.
Listen. Mm. Men's Health magazine, I used to buy religiously for the fitness, the nutrition guidelines, all that kind of stuff, right? And I remember I stopped buying it because one week I bought it and they were like, avocado, have it with everything, replace all your fats with avocado. Like, it's your butter, it's your mayonnaise, it's this. The next week, the issues with avocado. I was like, for fuck's sake. I was like, they literally just told me to buy some. Yeah. And they're expensive,
and they go off in a day.
Yes, well, in a day they're not ripe, and then they are ripe. In an hour, and then they go off. Exactly. You literally have like hours window to buy them, to eat them. But I just remember, like, there's just so much nutritional advice out there. But when you actually look at a nutritionist talk about diets, they're like, just eat healthy and in moderation. Like, stop cutting stuff out. Oh, she's stuck.
I don't know if you heard that, but that was Bree dreaming.
That was Bree dreaming and sleeping. We figured out the other day that she only dreams like that when we, because we stopped taking her to the woods to run around because she had a bit of a bad stomach and she got spayed and then she had a bad stomach, so she hadn't been for a while. And she's only started doing that again since we started taking her to the woods. So I think according to what dogs dream about, she's just dreaming about running. See,
Winnie does it when she's had like another dog, like yesterday when she met Bishop for the first time. She was sleeping and dreaming and her tail was wagging really fast. And like, you didn't act like you had a nice time.
No, she was keeping the peace.
Yeah, she was keeping the peace. Oh, let's talk about exercise.
Egg-masizing.
Do you remember Denise Austin?
Love Denise Austin.
Denise Austin, me and James lived in Texas for a while when we were very, very, very young. And Denise Austin was the rage.
Oh, all the rage. The mums loved her.
The mums loved Denise Austin. Mm. And I always remember... It'll be her doing aerobics, and then there'll be like a
commercial break.
Yeah, but it was Denise, and she was like, and it would always be a bowl of fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be like, now have a piece of fruit.
Yeah. mid exercise.
She was great, Denise Austin.
Yeah.
Are there any exercise regimes that you have done?
Do you know what I absolutely love is Insanity?
Yeah, Insanity.
It's actually really good.
First time I did that, I threw up, but like milky threw up. Because I thought this was, again, one of my... this was when I did good. I exercise all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would eat like a really good lunch, really good dinner, really good breakfast. And, not a good breakfast. That was a protein shake, actually. But that was fine.
That's fine if you're exercising.
And I thought, you know, I'm kind of getting healthy. I'll do Insanity. And I never heard of it before. I just kind of saw it online. Didn't realise that, what's it called? What's it part of? Beachbody was an MLM.
I have no idea.
I got an eyelash in my eye. Yeah, you know that shake they always advertise throughout
it?
Yeah. MLM.
Yeah, it's like, oh, now have your, what's it called?
Now have your
shit yourself shake.
Yeah, your diarrhea shake.
Yeah.
And I did that the first time. First time was like a fitness test, and I threw up out the window.
Yeah,
but like milk throw up. Milky it wasn't like
because probably is the most amount of exercise you've done ever. And what I like about Insanity is. I did it religiously for like a month and it was really good. Yeah. I was eating normally. Yeah. And again, I felt good about myself.
Yeah.
But then if I want to get back into it, you can literally just pick a workout. Like they have one called cardio. Well, they don't say do it, but they have one called like cardio something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you just want a 30-minute, 40-minute workout, you just do that one a couple times a week. You know, it's not something you have to do every...
time.
And you can maybe possibly allegedly find the workout videos on Vimeo. I don't know. Allegedly.
Don't support multi-level marketing. Actually, don't support them. But again, things like that. People do things like that on YouTube, on the YouTubes.
About them though is that there is a culture behind it as well. And that's what I liked about the metabolic gym that our friend Scott worked out for a bit. That you go every morning or whatever, you'd see the same people, people would track what they were doing, people would comment on like, you know, if you were like losing weight or looking healthier or if you were improving, all that kind of stuff. And with insanity and those kind of things, there is a culture around it, like an online community. And I feel like that's like when it comes more of like a lifestyle and part of your life than a quick fad diet or...
Yeah, see, I hate that because I hate a sense of community. People, yeah. It really annoys me for some reason. Yes, I'm miserable. I'm going to be the worst old man
ever. I want to be there, but don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah. Don't involve me in your team activity.
Yeah. I won't do it. Like, I feel comfortable here, but leave me out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my worst fear, is being involved in a group.
Yeah, the worst fear. Remember when we used to go to Pantos and they always used to bring someone up on the stage?
I hate it so
and
much.
And we used to be like praying. I hate that it so much. Us.
When people stand up and clap.
Hate it.
When
sit
people
down.
Stand up and dance. And well, everyone's like, come on, everyone, on your feet.
Sophia Spexter.
And she was like, come on, everyone, stand. You know, at the end, you see a show. And at the end, everyone's like standing up and dancing.
And we're like, everyone sit down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, please just everyone sit down. I don't want to do this.
There were people dancing in the
aisles. Oh, it was awful, wasn't it?
We're like, listen, we paid for a ticket to sit down and see this.
Yeah. All I want to do is sit down and watch her sing. Yeah. I don't want to see this man doing salsa for some reason in the
Listen,
aisle.
Let's be honest. Everyone over the age of 50 has learnt salsa for some
tell
reason.
Tell us if you've learnt salsa. Yeah, our
they
parents
all do
did,
it, didn't
our parents did. They went to a salsa class.
The whole neighbours did for some reason. Yeah.
No, that's nice. No, it's not nice. That's community. I don't like that at
you
all.
You don't like communities.
What were we saying?
I remember moving here, actually, and I got a community newsletter through the door, and I was like, this better not happen again.
Oh, I hate it.
It makes you feel like they know you're here.
Yeah.
Like, whoever they are.
Yeah, they know you're here.
They know you're here. They're aware of you being here.
And it's like, where me and Craig lived before, there was a community garden.
No.
I was like, absolutely not.
People have barbecues.
People having barbecues, and I would be so angry. I remember one day. So here's what I hate. We despise summer.
Hate it.
Absolutely despise it. For me, the kind of winter hatred people have, that's summer for me.
Yeah.
I hate the sun. Yeah. Well, no, I'm happy it's there because we would all be dead.
Alive.
I hate the heat.
Yeah.
I hate now that it could possibly age my skin further.
Yeah.
I hate being uncomfortable. Yeah. I hate not being able to wear jeans. Yeah. I hate not being able to wear coats.
Yeah.
I hate that we don't have air conditioning in this country. Isn't a thing unless
I had an
a
argument
shop.
Online with someone before, an American, because they didn't believe... Mm. Air conditioning isn't a thing.
No, it's not. Well, it's
like
a
in
thing
your
like
shops
in shops
and restaurants, like, and but we don't have it in your house.
No, there's no need for it. We've never had warm days, and our houses are made from brick. They're like insulated.
Not wood?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess this house is made from brick everywhere. But the way the house, unless they're new builds in this country.
Something about insulation.
Yeah, something about insulation. We didn't need it, but now we really do because the summers are getting ridiculous.
Global warming.
So we have like a million fans. And I despise it. And one day I was walking back from, I can't remember where I was coming back from. And I walked past the pub. And the rage in me grew because there were people outside having a great
having
time.
A good time. Yeah.
I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I didn't say it. No. And then in my mind, and then I got into my flat. And this is when we lived in flats. And I looked out the window, barbecues everywhere. Every barbecue was occupied. Mm-hmm. People were on rugs, sunbathing.
No.
And I could see people's skin getting redder and redder.
This is what,
I was like, everybody, get inside. Don't you know what you're doing?
I used to live opposite a field in my last house. Yeah. And I would see... Like, I remember people having so much fun. And being like, how are you having fun in this weather? Then I remember this family came on and they had, like, these pop-up football goals. I remember thinking, that's it. I'm closing the blinds. Yeah. I don't want to hear anything.
That's pushed me over the edge.
This family having a good time.
There's a few signs that summer's coming that I despise. And that's people wearing shorts. And vests, and people dragging chairs into places where chairs shouldn't be to catch the sun. Like, I'm just going to drag my chair.
Chair dragging.
And that's when I know summer's coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, right, that's it. Depression for 6 months.
But then there's always this idea as well of having to lose weight before summer.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, you can't layer up and hide bits that you don't like. You have to wear a t-shirt. And this for men's fashion, there's not a lot, you know.
There's not at all. Not at all. You can wear a t-shirt and shorts.
T-shirt
to get your
shorts.
Ugly feet out.
That's it. But listen, we are doing the muscle foods diet.
Yeah.
I've got a Peloton that I need to get back up and running.
Yeah, Peloton, that's another thing.
You've got one.
I have one which I need to get on.
Yeah. Because it's just good exercise.
It's an investment. And I feel like it might be better for my joints.
I think so. See, that's another thing we need to consider. We can't go jumping up and down on our knees anymore.
No, exactly.
You know, because we're getting air willed.
Hi, please. Join us again.
So, this is so cute. So this is my plan for... I plan to be healthy from now on. Not forever. There's going to be some days where I'll slip up.
That's going to be
forget
years.
My keynotes, yeah. Ketones.
Keynotes.
And, you know, but if I can just get to a weight where I'm physically comfortable, my blood pressure's fine, where I'm not worn out because I've just laid down in bed.
Yeah. yeah, because you've gone upstairs.
I just put my sock on. I'm like, give me 10 minutes before I get my shoes on. Then that's absolutely fine by me. I don't care what weight I am. I can buy bigger clothes. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, I don't go anywhere.
Well, that's the one thing, though, is like, I need to stop buying clothes that I'm not going to fit into. Because I keep buying clothes and thinking, oh, I'll just lose a bit of weight if
fit into
it.
That's the thing. Oh, I need to mention her name because there's this girl on Instagram and I follow her. She does the best thing. Oh, so her name is Jamie. I think it's pronounced Jamie. It's J-A-I-M-M-Y. Koroma, K-O-R-O-M-A. And she's her profile was like body positive fitness. And she did this, she's done it a few times, where there's like mood boards on Pinterest, and it's mood boards called like When I'm Skinny.
I can't believe those exist.
Can you imagine? And it's like outfit plans. Yeah. And she's like, well, no, you can do that now. Whatever size you are. And she puts together outfits using her body size. And it's like, look, this is how we can, you know, make it work. And it's just like, I think everyone, I definitely have a few things where I'm like, no, that's for when I lose weight.
When
that's
I lose
for
weight.
When I'm skinny.
Yeah, all the time.
And that's how I measure my weight, instead of weighing myself.
Yeah.
But there's this whole thing, you don't have to wait around to be, you know, a goal weight. It might never happen. You know, I think we all have like something in mind of how we want to look, but it's probably, it might never happen, you know? Yeah. So there's no use in waiting around and having this unrealistic goal for yourself. It can also be realistic, but, you know, a goal for yourself that is just a heavy pressure on your life, you know? It's just, it's unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Well, so the message from that, basically,
don't do stupid diets, that, can kill you, that
heart.
Give you diarrhea,
exactly.
That, you know, don't do it, make you lose a couple pounds, literally for a couple of days, and it just comes back on. Like, and this is a problem, you are so hungry after all these diets.
Oh my God.
That you were just like, you know what, I've lost a bit of weight, I'm going to eat this.
Let me have Domino's.
You just don't stop. Yeah. Let me have Domino's. Mm-hmm. Let me have this Mr. Kipling angel cake.
Oh, have this whole birthday cake I got. You know, once when first moved to Florida, listen, ice cream cakes, we don't have them
in the UK.
Let me tell you, when I ate one, I mean I ate one.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. I was like, this is an ice cream cake.
Yeah. You then understood that
then
it
understood.
Was an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no, you're...
That's really good. Oh, do you know what I always crave when I'm talking about things we crave when we're on a diet?
Butter.
No, you like bread and cheese and Marmite.
Yeah.
I was in China with university. I went to Shanghai. And I went to this weird restaurant in the best way, where they mix curry with like American fast food.
Say what?
And I had a burger with a korma sauce all over it. It sounds, there's no reason why those things should be going together. But it tasted so good. And it was a weird, like a full burger. It had like lettuce and tomatoes and the bun and everything. They just put a curry sauce all over it. And it tasted so, so good. And now whenever I think I want something, instead of thinking like, oh, I could have like Nando's or Domino's, I'm like, I need
a burger
curry sauce. I've craved it for years.
Yeah.
Been a decade now.
Been
a decade.
You can make that yourself one day. Instead of using bread, use corn.
Corn.
Use the, what's substitute? Use everything. Cauliflower.
Don't ever fucking
don't
make
talk to me about cauliflower
don't
burgers.
You fucking dare. Cauliflower pizza bases the most repugnant. I don't know if that's a word.
No,
penugment.
Penugment says.
Fucking disgusting. Don't you tell me to use avocado instead of butter. Don't you fucking tell me cauliflower rice is a thing.
Yeah. And you know what I did have, though? Cauliflower hash browns. Amazing.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really...
you can talk about them.
Yeah,
don't
tell me. Yeah, I think it's... And this is the same thing as well. And it's like when people ask you, like, how is your skin so nice? And you're like, drink water.
Okay, can I just... Let's talk about that right now. There is no proof or evidence to say that water, drinking a correct amount of water... helps your skin in any way.
It can hydrate your skin or...
not really. Skin is an organ, so you need to drink water for it to function properly, like every other organ in your body. If you are severely, severely dehydrated to the point where you have to be put on some kind of drip, then yes. Stop putting your hand up.
Like
you're
me.
You, water is obviously going to help hydrate your skin, right? Because you're severely dehydrated. Out of all the organs in the body, the skin would probably get that water that you take orally last. Right? So there's two main studies, right, where people have actually tested this out. There's one that tested blood circulation from drinking water and how it affects the skin. There was no evidence to show that it affected it in any way.
Right.
The other one's, again, testing hydration. Nothing came of it. Your skin, people forget, is really good at keeping stuff out and keeping stuff from getting out. So letting stuff in and getting it out, because it's a barrier. We have a skin barrier.
Like BO.
What do you mean?
Body odors.
But I'm talking about on the face.
Oh. Sometimes people might have BO from their face.
Sometimes you might smell. So the idea of... Brie! Don't be naughty.
Baby.
Yeah, no, she's seen another dog on like a flying plastic bag.
Yeah, no, it happens. Bags fly.
So if you ever see someone telling someone that all they need to do to get good skin is to eat healthier, drink water and exercise, tell them to go cauliflower-based themselves.
Yeah, go and tell them about cauliflower.
Let's also talk about, just really quickly before we wrap up, unsolicited... Oh, breath, this is what I mean. Like, I would like to... be able to go up and down my stairs. I ran, to be fair, but without sounding like this.
Yeah.
Unsolicited weight loss and skincare advice is not helpful advice. Telling someone that, you know, have you tried this for your skin? Or have you tried losing weight this way? When the video isn't asking for advice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking do it. Yeah. People don't do it to me, luckily. Otherwise, I'd go off on them.
Yeah.
But let's not do that.
It's like that time I mentioned on here before when somebody suggested a new kind... They didn't like the zip on my jacket.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, why the fuck... I saw blood in my eyes.
See, that's insane.
I was like, why are you talking about a zip on my clothes? I don't care about my clothes. My channel isn't about clothes. Well, I do care about my clothes, but it's not about clothes or the shape of my zip.
Yeah.
Should I write to the creator of these clothes and be like, excuse me?
I
don't like this zip, and it's disturbed me enough to comment about it. Don't buy it. Don't wear it.
It's weird. That's another thing. No issue. What are you going to get from... that, like, be like, oh my god, thank you so much for letting me know. Let me change that zip over.
Let me consider changing this. And that's another, like you said, unsolicited weight loss advice. Things like, you look skinnier, you look bigger, you look something.
Oh, are you losing weight? Is like, well, no, fucking I'm not.
No.
So I know that's meant to be a compliment, but losing weight for me isn't a compliment. I'm not like, oh yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for me.
Because I'm not. I'm having burger curry. Right.
I'm having cauliflower burgers. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Let me just reiterate again. None of this has been diet advice. It's been the opposite, in fact.
We would say never do this if you want to live.
Never do anything. We say to do. New year, new us, new...
No.
Well, no, quickly, never
new.
No. New beginnings.
Absolutely not.
New stories.
Stop.
New moments.
New moments. New adventures.
Yeah, new adventures.
We can stop there.
We can stop there. So, well, thank you so much for joining us. I would say tell us about your diets, but I don't want anyone to get any ideas.
Yeah.
So don't.
I think this was enough.
Yeah.
Don't do these. Eat your greens.
Eat your greens.
Drink fluids.
Drink your greens. If you want better skin, just drink more water.
No. No.
If you want longer hair, drink more water.
If you want longer hair, put lemon juice on it.
Lemon juice.
Vinegar.
And grade A maple syrup.
Grade A maple syrup.
But it has to be grade A.
It has to be grade A.
Well, thank you for joining us. We hope that was all right.
Okay, bye.
I forgot how to dismantle
our podcast.
Oh, follow us on Instagram at the Double Cleanse podcast.
And at Welsh Twins.
On Instagram.
Oh, we have too many.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Follow us on them. Find us on YouTube.
The Welsh Twins.
And that's it. That's it. Enough for today.
Bye.
Do what you need to do. Whatever you want.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.